There's a thing in your pants that wants you to get laid. It's your phone. Whether you want to jerk off, hook up, or settle down, trust me, there's an app for that.
With the creation of dating apps for smartphones, it's become even easier for people to fall in love at first tap. But has it become even more of a game?
Let's talk a bit about Tinder. From what I gather, very popular on college campuses. Would it be not more accurate, perhaps, instead of calling it a dating app, to call it a hookup app?
Tinder, Grindr, and other dating apps have taken the world by storm. I wanted to find out if they're being used here on the University of Nottingham campus, and if people are using them to find love or just for a bit of fun.
Yes, I used to use them, and they're just more of a laugh than anything. I don't think anyone takes them that seriously, and it's more of just a friendship-making thing, really. But it's good fun, like, you find your mate and that, you match them, it's quite a good laugh. If you do sort of match someone and you see them on campus, you give them, like, a cheeky wink or something, then it's quite funny. but it's all fun and games, really. I don't think it's too serious.
So do you use any of these dating apps? I can see Tinder there on your phone.
Yes, I've recently just got myself onto Tinder, so I have used it very recently, but I'm not that familiar with it at the moment.
Okay.
No bad experiences to note, but for me I've had a couple of good experiences, but we'll see how these things go, but nothing to note so far, really.
If you want to find a girl for a relationship, it's probably not where you go. After a while, you go through everyone.
I guess, sort of from previous experience, I prefer to know somebody kind of personally before I date them, because the fact is that you don't really know who it is on the other side of that picture. Like, that picture could be anything, and I'd rather not risk it when I can meet plenty of people in everyday life.
Use Tinder. Fairly recent, actually, to Tinder since I got back to uni this year, but that's just because recently got a smartphone. Potentially going on my first Tinder date tomorrow, so we'll see how it goes. I feel like I know them enough to meet them. I don't think I know them enough to say I know really who they are. I sort of know the sort of basic details, but at the same time I don't want to talk to them too much so that when I meet them you sort of run out of things to talk about. Is it desire?
Some of them, like Grindr, have more of a controversial reputation and are seen as apps just for a quick hookup.
I use Grindr, stereotype gay app, Hornet and Tinder. Sometimes I am on there just for a laugh. The messages people send you, I got one on my birthday saying, I'm coming to give you a BJ voucher for your birthday. And you're like, do people really like that exist? I just replied saying, well, hello to you too. My name on my profile is Dom, it's my name, but according to some people, that can mean something else. So I get messages saying, is that your name or is that your sexual preference?
What does that mean?
Dom can stand for dominant, and there's also sub for submissive, and I get it at least twice a week, sometimes more. It's ridiculous.
How much time do you spend on it a day?
Probably the same as Facebook, maybe a bit less actually, but I go on it on my phone, I'll have a flick through, see if I've got any messages, see who's online, things like that. Also going to new places, just go online just to see what the people are like around and things like that.
Have you had any bad experiences or heard of any bad experiences through these apps?
I have heard of bad experience where they've met guys and they haven't been the age that they've said they are, and then they've been very forward. But generally what I've heard are good experiences. Like, for instance, I had an 11-month relationship with a guy who I met on Grindr. I've seen members of staff on certain apps, like mostly Grindr, be that if they just work in a cafe or even if they teach.
What do you think the boundary is with members of staff? If you see members of staff on one of these apps, what should you do? Do you feel you can talk to them, or do you hold back? Or are some of them approaching you quite a lot, even though they know you're a student?
I hold back a bit. I have been approached by a member of staff on there, but it depends if they're within your department, I think. So if they teach, say, you study biology and this person teaches German, then I don't think it's any problem, because you're not going to come across them in your university life. I don't think it'd be awkward in that way.
Dom hasn't exactly given me the impression that dating apps are completely safe, so I wanted to find out if everyone is enjoying using them.
A Occasionally there are concerns that it's a fake. I've had a few scams on there. There are quite a few that come up on there. But yeah, I mean, I don't feel threatened by it, no.
So what happened to your friend who used Grindr?
He used it to travel around Malaysia for free accommodation. So he would go to a town, go on Grindr, and find someone nearby, and then ask to stay at their house that night, and just do that for the whole time he went around.
I had a brief sexual relationship with a 44-year-old woman off Tinder.
And so would you say that was a positive experience?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Other thing I was going to ask was, say, for example, look at myself. I've been single for about over a year now. Would you recommend I use it?
I'd say why not? What have you got to lose? It's free. Most of the time, it's hilarious.
So I've just left Dom, and I think I've been convinced. I've got my phone on me now, and I'm downloading Tinder for the first time. I'm really scared. I've got to choose photos, which I'm probably most scared about, but we'll see how it goes.
Love me tender, love me true, all my dreams fulfill.
I've had Tinder for about 2 weeks now. I'd say it's reasonably successful. I've spent far too much time on it. I spend most nights swiping and swiping. It's scarily addictive. But on the whole, it's pretty funny. Talking to people, I could tell that they were mostly saying it's fun and games, and you can understand that because you see hilarious things. I've seen naked people, I've seen people selling themselves, they write really funny things. But overall, I never really know if I'm speaking to the real person, and I think that's what scares me most. I think I've had genuinely nice conversations with people, but they could be a catfish or anyone else. I'm not too sure. I wouldn't keep the app or use it all the time. If I come across the love of my life, then that would be great, but I can't see it happening anytime soon.
I don't really want to stop myself. Nobody's gonna tell me I need help. Meet you at the darkest time.